You know, don't just work to make yourself look good in front of men. That's what someone that's a man pleaser would do. Work to make God look good. When you work hard, man, at your jobs, you're making God look good. If they know you're a Christian and they know you work hard, and that they're gonna look at you and go, hey, that guy believes in the Lord and he's a hard worker. That's a good testimony. And when you work your, you know, work your daily job and do a good job for the fear of the Lord and not for the fear of man. Now, obviously you should fear your boss to a certain extent because they hold your job in your hands, in their hands, right? So, but a man pleaser is this. A man pleaser is one whose motive is to please men or the world rather than God. So instead of wanting to please God, you want to please the man more than you want to please God. But God's saying, hey, obey them because I want you to please me. That pleases God when you work hard for your boss. So look at verse 23. It says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Okay? Very important to get this. And whatsoever you think, whatsoever thing you do, whatever you're doing, do it heartily. With all your heart, right? As unto the Lord and not unto men. Because God is making it very clear right here that he wants you to work like you're working for him, because you really are. Do your job as if you're doing it for God, all right? And this includes church work. This includes church work. You know, of all places that we should, you know, do our best is in church work, right? So, and look, there's physical things that have to be done around the church. Not everything is a spiritual thing. Not everything is a spiritual application for us. Sometimes when God says, hey, I want you to work, he really means to pick something up and work. Pick up that Coke can. Pick up the Dixie cups that are torn to pieces. You know, clean up your pew, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. You know, let's make God's house look good. Yeah. You know, did Solomon's house look like, you know, like a Dixie cup paradise when the Queen of Sheba came? No, it looked like, you know, everything was in great order. She was super impressed with how the house of the Lord was kept because they did a great job. Okay, all Solomon's servants, everything that was done so awesome that she was like, she had no spirit left in her. You know, I didn't even put this in the verses in my notes, but I mean, that's how impressed she was. And that's how impressed people should be when they come to our church. They should be impressed with the way our church looks and with the way our people work at our church. Okay.